All right, we'll say good morning. 87, second paragraph. Al kein, in mishpat urotze, tzarek sheyitin l'chol ish kidir hachav u'chefrim ma'al alav. B'tachlis ha'diktuk bein l'tov bein l'mutav. So we'll say, remember, again, so therefore, if we speak about this idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a God of mishpat, now remember, again, normally mishpat to us has a somewhat negative association of punishment. What Ramchal is highlighting over here is that mishpat is not punishment. Mishpat is just justice. And in this particular context, what that means for our purposes is that whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu does or whatever we do generates and elicits a response from the Ribono Shel Olam. And that's being the Tov, being the Mutov. That's true. So this is not just in the realm of negativity. It's not just in the realm of chit. This is in the realm of positive action as well. V'hainu, kel amuna ve'inovel, tzadik v'yashar hu. This is what it means when it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a kel amuna. He's a God of faith, ve'inovel, there's no iniquity. Tzadik v'yashar hu, he's righteous and straight. Shepirshu zichronim livracha, letzadikim v'larisham. It's interesting of Chazal when they comment on that pasuk say that this statement that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a kel amuna, ein ovel tzadik v'yashar hu, is true for the wicked and the righteous. The idea over here is that there's judgment or whatever. You know, there's a famous, there's a beautiful vart. Actually, there's a beautiful vart by the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. So the Baal Shem Tov says, the Pasuk says, Hashem Tzilcha. So normally, the way we translate that phrase is, Hashem is your shade. So the image that we assume that David HaMelech is trying to create for us is, you know, on a hot day, when you feel exposed to the element, you feel faint, you feel out of it, you come across a little bit of shade, and it's incredible, it's beautiful. So the Ribono Shel Olam is like the restorative shade in a sometimes difficult to handle world. The Baal Shem Tov, this is how it means, says, Tzilcha could also mean your shadow. Your shadow. What does it mean? The Ribono Shel Olam is my shadow. So what's the chap with your shadow? Whatever you do, that's what your shadow does. So the Baal Shem Tov says that what Darumach was trying to highlight for us was the yisod of divine reciprocity. Now, Hashem is my shadow. So whatever I do, that elicits a divine response in kind. Now, when we say divine response in kind, of course, it doesn't literally mean measure for measure, and it doesn't literally mean exact, but that's what Ramchal is saying. Ramchal and the Baal Shem Tov, we're really saying the same. I mean, the Ramchal is a little bit before the Baal Shem Tov, but they're really saying the same exact yisod, which is that for every action, there is a reaction from the Ribono Shel Olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is my shadow. Kol Zeh Svara. I will say, now let's bring this back, says Rav Kashtiel. Remember, what are we talking about over here? What are we trying to impress? We're trying to upon ourselves. We're trying to avoid the erroneous mindset that says that the little details of my personality, the little details of my behavior, the little details of life don't matter so much. That's what we're trying to escape. We're trying to come full circle and to show that that is not the case. Kol Zeh Svara, the entire Svara over here is on the chashivus of Pratim, the importance of the details. Lo bezalzel bepratim hakitanim. Do not be dismissive. Do not be dismissive or do not disparage the small details of life. Kipratim kitanim, because here's the amazing part about little things. Little things, mitstarfin lecheshbon gadol. Let's say here's the amazing thing, right? A bunch of little things really combine to form something pretty big. That's the great yisod in life. The little things that we're dismissive of, I'm dismissive of this little thing, of that little thing. This is not so important, this is more important, not as important. And what happens if you're dismissive of a lot of little things, then turns unfortunately into some big things. He goes on, he says, V'al kol prat katan yesh hashlachos ruchanis. And for every single small detail, there are spiritual repercussions. Nizakim ruchanim gidolim. Fine. So we'll say, so with that, let's begin the next section. Ha'ima onish behechrech teguva midis alaver. So we'll say, so again, what I want to make sure that we're all sensitive to is, remember, the message over here is not that if you step out of line, the Ribono Shel Olam is going to pat you. That's not the message here. The message here is that for every action, there's a reaction, and what is true in the physical world is true in the spiritual world as well. And that is true whether your action is a big one or your action is a small one. There's always a divine reaction. Bein l'tov, bein l'ra. For good and for bad. So now, Ramchal brings down the fascinating next section. Achim, anurim, sheyesh mashmaus miyadis. B'teva, Yesh teguva midas. So we'll say, now the interesting question becomes, now that we've established, and we've been talking about this now for the whole week, now that we've established that lemaisa, every action has a reaction, now the interesting shayla we have to deal with is, how swift is that reaction? How swift is that reaction? See, here's what we know. You know, in the natural world, b'teva, in nature, when we say every action has a reaction, the reaction is usually immediate. Usually immediate. I jump up, that there's an action. The reaction ultimately is the gravitational pull. And when does that occur? Right away. It's there from the beginning. Kimoshe b'teva hadeguva himidis kach gam ba'olam haruchani. Im asisa mashu lotov miyad yesh nezek ruchni. Well, it's in the same way that the impact of my actions is felt immediately in the physical world, so too it's felt immediately in the spiritual world as well. As soon as I do something negative, there's what he calls a nezek ruchni. There's a spiritual damage immediately. But listen, I want to be clear. Spiritual damage doesn't mean onesh. If you notice again, his words are very specific over here. He's not saying, lemaisa, I get punished immediately. You might not get punished at all. But the point over here is, there's a nezek ruchni midi. There is an immediate spiritual damage that occurs whenever I commit a chet. Asisa mashu tov yeshala. Same idea. If I do something positive, there is an immediate spiritual... I'm sorry. He's talking about the soul right now, right? He's not talking about over here anything external to me. He's talking about just internally. When I do something good, there is an immediate spiritual, we'll call it reward, for lack of a better term. When I do something negative, there is immediate spiritual damage. He says, "Asiya upigia benefesh za'onesh." I was saying this is a very important episode. You know, sometimes we become so preoccupied with God's punishments. How is God going to punish? When is God going to punish? Is God going to punish? And instead of realizing that sometimes the greatest punishment it's in life is what we do to ourselves. Forget about what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do to me for just a moment. Baruch Shalom is an incredible Rachamon. He's incredibly compassionate. And as much as we just said before, you can't say that he's going to overlook everything. But the Baruch Shalom has ways of dealing with us because he loves us. But it's important to realize that the collateral damage of sin is not what God does to me, but it's what I do to myself. The notion that I pigia benefesh, it's the pigam, it's ultimately the fact that I've harmed my soul. That's the greatest onesh. That's the greatest punishment. Ha'onesh. It is the punishment. Ve'ein onshin, ela imkin ma'asirin. Rabbi said, now we know we have a concept in halacha that Beis Din can't administer a punishment unless, of course, a person had prior warning. Zos omeres, sh'omim la'adam, we say to a person, takiras hametzius, kidei, page 88, pikidei, shenagdir, shanezek haruchani shebiglal sha'ata lo hikartes hametzius. Ki im lo hikartes hametzius, as ha'tviya klapecha hinemucha. So we'll say, so what's the yisod over here? So we require a warning before a person does something wrong in order to punish them. Why? Because we assume that without a warning, why did a person sin? Why did a person sin without a warning? Ignorance. Now, listen, now let's be clear on something. Let's be clear. Ignorance is not really too much of a defense, right? If you're married, you know this already from the beginning, mitzchila, right? Saying I didn't know, that doesn't work. I mean, maybe it works like the first time. But generally, ignorance is not a defense. Let's say the truth is the Gemara says that in the Gemara Maseches Makos talks about the killer b'shogeg, the person who kills accidentally. So the Gemara says, you know, here the guy's chopping wood, and what happens? The axe head falls off and hits someone and kills them. So the halacha is that the accidental killer has to go to Gavul, to the Eir Mikla, to the city of refuge. So the Gemara asks, I don't understand, it's an accident, meaning there's chas v'shalom, no malicious intent. God forbid, the guy didn't have in mind to hurt anyone, chas v'shalom. So I would have thought, if I was drafting Jewish law, I would have thought that what should the halacha be in such a situation? He's free, meaning there should be some type of, I don't know, maybe you should pay money or you should do community service, whatever it is, but Lamaisi, he didn't do anything. He didn't do anything. So the Gemara gives such a profound answer. What does the Gemara answer? Di'iboy lei li'iyune. You should have been more careful. You should have been more careful. You should have, if you're chopping wood and you're swinging axes, you need to be aware of your surroundings. And although you had no premeditated intent to go ahead and chas v'shalom harm someone, you should have been paying more attention. So Levi Yitzchak Abedidzhe brings down, he says, that this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to us after 120. Meaning what happens? So I have all my defenses, right? What are all my defenses? Rabbon Shalom, I love you. You know I love you. That stuff that I did, it's only because I didn't know. It's only because I didn't know. So how can you hold me responsible for what I didn't know? So what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to do? He opens up Maseches Makos and he says, listen, I got it. I know. It's not intentional. But why didn't you learn? Why didn't you learn? Why, you know, you're pleading ignorance. That's fine. So pleading ignorance indicates you're not a murderer. Baruch Hashem. But why didn't you learn? Why didn't you try? Why didn't you grow? I say it's an incredible, incredible yisod. So what the Ramchal is saying over here is that lemaisa, again, in masir min adin, means you can't punish someone without a prior warning. Because without a warning, we assume that what I did from ignorance. But again, even what I did from ignorance, ignorance is a partial defense. But you know, those words, by the way, are an incredible guiding light for life. The iboy le liyune. I should have been more careful. I should have been more introspective. I should have learned what to do and what not to do. It lessens the responsibility, but does not remove the responsibility. Anachnu kan medabrim al onshim ruchnim. We're talking over here about spiritual punishments. Nashak ruchani yashir umidi. Lohis ra'e naniach sha'adam sheratzach tzarech la'aro goso. Ze lo ha'onesh. Anachnu hargim oso kedei shiye lo onesh pachus chamor. Kacha kasev harambam. So we'll say, this is mamish amazing. So Rav Kashtil points out, based on the Ramchal, that when we sin, the real onesh is not what's done to us. The real onesh is what we do to ourselves. That's the real punishment in life. And he goes to Ram and says, something absolutely wild. Let's say a person murders. A person literally mamish murders someone. So that's not loch if you murder someone. Basin puts you to death. So says the Rambam something amazing. The Rambam says, do you know why we put the murderer to death? In order to save him from a worse punishment. Meaning, better for him to be punished by a Beis Din than to go ahead and have to deal with whatever else is the collateral damage of his sin in the afterlife in Olam Haba. So the Rambam says, literally, we kill him in order to minimize the punishment. What's the idea? The idea over here is that the greatest punishment we have in life for the negative things we do is not what a Kodesh Baruch Hu or a Beis Din does to us. It's what we do to ourselves through negative activity. Let's finish with these last two lines. Muvo benefesh hachaim sha'alef onesh. Perusho onesh. What's the punishment? Perusho hanezek haruchani shasisatva. So Bosei says, nefesh hachaim. Ruchaim Valoshner says that what's the real punishment in life? The real punishment in life is that which we do to ourselves. Shekhar avera avera uschar mitzvah mitzvah. But say an incredible, incredible yisod. That sometimes we're so preoccupied as to what the onesh of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, what the onesh of Beis Din is, what the onesh that's going to be imposed upon us is, and we forget that the worst punishment in life is not what anyone or anything does to us, but it's what we do to ourselves through negative actions. Rabbi said the converse, and with this we'll stop, the converse is very importantly true as well, which is, therefore, schar mitzvah mitzvah. When we do good things, the greatest schar, the greatest reward we get is not something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give us or someone else is going to give us, but rather the greatest reward we get in life is what we're able to do for ourselves. All right, we'll stop up here. We'll pick up page 88 in Mir Hashem on Monday.